So there was a little girl called Liana, and Liana had one very, very annoying habit. She used to pick her nose everywhere. First she started in the bedroom, then in the bathroom, then during breakfast, then at dinner, then she'd be picking her nose at lunchtime with her parents, and then she would go to school and she'd pick her nose on the way to school, and she'd pick her nose at lunchtime, and she'd pick her nose at tea time. And it was so horrible that in the end, all her friends deserted her. Nobody wanted to be around somebody that picked her nose all the time. And then one day her grandmother came round and said, "Liana, what are you doing?" She said, "Grandma, I'm picking my nose." She said, "Liana, the amount that you pick your nose, anybody would think you're digging for gold." Liana laughed, but she could see that maybe she should think about stopping, because after all, nobody around her liked it. None of her friends were talking to her anymore. So she didn't quite know what to do. But the more she tried to stop, the more she thought about it. The more she thought about it, the more impatient she got. She'd jump up and down and pace back and forth in her bedroom, just waiting for the opportunity to pick her nose, to dig her nose, just one more time. But she decided no, she wasn't going to do it. She was going to behave nicely. She was going to please her parents. She was going to get her friends back at school. She was going to start getting invited back to parties. But she was getting more and more impatient. Her nose was beckoning. It was calling her. It was saying, "Please pick me. Please dig me. Do it now." And she heard this voice in her head, and she felt the itch in her nose, and the itch was driving her mad. She couldn't stand this itch. What was she going to do? So she went to school again, and she was sitting with her friends, and they were having a nice chat, and she wasn't digging her nose until the itch got too strong, and her finger went in to her nose. And as she was digging, she felt blessed relief. It felt so good. But all her friends said, "Hang on a minute." And they all started to look at her again. A powder was coming out of her nose. A powder was coming out of her nose and coming over her fingers and coming over her hands and coming onto the table. And this powder was yellowy and it was glittering. And a teacher looked at it and said, "Liana, that powder looks very much like gold dust." Liana said, "Oh, miss, please, don't be daft." She said, "No, really, it looks like gold dust." And Liana kept digging and digging and digging and digging and digging, and the gold dust, as that's what it was getting more and more concentrated, until finally the teacher put all the gold dust in a box and gave it to Liana and said, "You need to take care of this." And Liana took the box home and showed it to her grandma, and grandma said, "Liana, when I said, 'Are you digging for gold?' I was only joking, but you have produced a whole box full of gold. What are you going to do with it?" Liana said, "Well, I don't know. Everybody thinks it's so disgusting that I'm digging my nose, but maybe they won't think it's so disgusting anymore." And sure enough, she went to school the next day, and she got to dinner, and all the other children were digging their nose like crazy, because they'd seen the gold dust that Liana had managed to dig from her nose, and now they were all at it. All the children were digging for gold in their noses. But at the end of lunchtime, all that happened was that all the other children just had really sore noses, and powder was coming out of their noses all right, but it wasn't gold dust. It was just skin and dried blood because they'd picked it and dug it so much. But you know what? Liana started digging her nose again, and out came more gold dust. The children now were really jealous, and they wouldn't talk to her anymore because they were so, so jealous. Anyway, Liana collected more gold dust, more gold dust, more gold dust, more gold dust. And she put it in a big bag. And she was going to take it with her mummy and daddy to the bank to get it weighed and to get it valued. And as she was on her way to school, she just felt the need to dig. Sorry, as she was on her way to the bank, she just felt the need to dig her nose just one more time. The itch was too strong. And this time, her parents said, "Go ahead, Liana, dig your nose. Let's get more gold dust. We'll be rich. We'll have so much money we can do whatever we want." So Liana dug and dug and dug. But actually, she wasn't itching anymore. She said, "Mummy, Daddy," she said, "do you mind if I stop itching now? Do you mind if I stop digging now? My nose isn't itching anymore." And Daddy said, "Nonsense. Keep digging. The more you dig, the more gold dust we'll get, the more money we'll have, the bigger house we'll be able to buy." So Liana dug and dug and dug and dug and dug. And she kept digging, and more gold dust came out. But it was really starting to irritate her nose now, because she didn't need to dig her nose anymore. She really didn't feel the need. And just at that moment, she started to feel a sneeze coming on. And as she dug, the sneeze got stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And then all of a sudden, achoo! All the gold dust came out of her nose, but the sneeze was so strong, it blew the plastic bag full of gold dust out of her hands. And all of a sudden, the gold dust was going everywhere, all over the road, into the air. The neighbors stopped, rushed, tried to grab some of the gold dust before it all disappeared. And her mummy and daddy were desperately trying to grab some, but at the end of the day, all they managed to get were two little specks of gold dust, and they were really angry. But Liana said, "But Mummy, Daddy, I told you I didn't need to dig my nose anymore. You made me. I told you it wasn't itching anymore." Mummy and Daddy were so angry because they'd lost all that money that was going to buy a big new house. And Liana was so upset, her mummy and daddy were so angry with something that wasn't actually her fault, it was their fault, that they turned the car around and she went and she sat in her bedroom and she just sat annoyed and quietly sobbing to herself. Anyway, the next day she went to school. All the kids were still digging away and all that was coming out was dried skin and dried blood and no gold. Until the headmaster came in and said, "Okay, that's it. Nobody is going to be allowed to dig their nose anymore. Not at lunchtime, not at dinner time, not at tea time. Never again. All right, children?" The children said, "Okay, headmaster." The headmaster said, "Except for Liana, because Liana is the only one who can truly dig for gold." And Liana turned around and said, "Well, sir, I have to tell you, I am never going to dig my nose again, because the itch has gone, and all that happened was I had a big row with my family over all that gold dust that disappeared when I sneezed. So thank you, headmaster, but I'm never going to dig my nose again." And you know something? She never did. And that was the story of Liana and the golden nose.